Learning to drive, a universal rite of passage, the moment we claim our independence. And what can be more wonderful than being taught to drive by your mum or dad? The final life lesson, the lasting bonding experience. We follow mums and dads for one intense week with their sons and daughters, knowing that whatever happens, they must take their test at the end of the week. What could possibly go wrong? Chapter 1. How I Gave Birth to a Cow. I'm going to be famous. My name will be known all over the world. People will say, "Look, there's Jamie Frink. I've met Jamie Frink. Let's ask him for his autograph." And I'll say, "Yeah, sure. Have three." And you know what's going to make me rich and famous? A cow. Yeah, a cow. Her name is Crazy Cow. She's got a lumpy head, a lumpy back, and wobbly bits underneath. And she can talk too, and she's got a Swiss Army udder. You know what a Swiss Army penknife is like with lots of gadgets? Well, Crazy Cow's udder doesn't just squirt milk. She also has a flamethrower, a rocket launcher, a water cannon, a mega powerful vacuum cleaner, and a mirror for checking her makeup. Plus a small prongy thing for getting the stones out of horses' hooves. A deep, expectant silence had fallen across Ashford Meadow. 80 yards away, Arion's grey stallion trumpeted with impatience and pawed the muddy ground. "Oak and iron guard me well, or else I'm dead and doomed to hell," a horn sounded. For a heartbeat, Dunk sat as still as a fly in amber, though all the horses were moving. A stab of panic went through him. The big brown stallion knew what to do, even if his rider did not. Dunk's teeth jarred together with the violence of the pace. In a tourney joust, his foe would be to his left across the tilting barrier. But this was a deadlier game they played today.